This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Government declares Sawan 16 as National Millet Day, suspends Insurance Authority Chief Sarad Oza. Janata Samajwadi Party Nepal withdraws support from government, citing governance, economic and federalism implementation failures. Health Ministry declares Shravan as Dengue Awareness Drive Month. And at least 20 people killed in deadly crush at Gaza Aid Center. Now, the news in detail. The government has reiterated its zero-tolerance stance on corruption, speaking at a press briefing while making public the recent cabinet decision at Singhadarbar. Minister for Communication and Information Technology and government spokesperson Prithvi Subba Gurung said anyone found guilty of corruption, regardless of position, will face action. Referring to the recent resignation of Minister for Federal Affairs and General Administration over ethical concerns, Minister Gurung emphasized that the government will act based on facts, not assumptions. In other key decisions, the cabinet has approved an additional concessional loan of 57 billion Japanese yen from the government of Japan for the Nagdunga Tunnel construction project. It has also permitted the renewal of a memorandum of understanding between Nepal and Japan to send skilled workers to Japan for another 5 years. The government has also launched an investigation into Nepali citizens who travelled to Spain on visit visa but stayed back illegally. Meanwhile, the cabinet has decided to suspend Sarad Oza, chairperson of Nepal Insurance Authority, and initiate a judicial investigation against him. Likewise, in celebration of agriculture and food security, the government has declared the 16th of Shravan every year as National Millet Day. Also, the Health Ministry has declared the month of Shravan as Dengue Awareness Drive Month. Lastly, the Cabinet has approved the official visit of Minister Gurung to Shanghai, China, to attend the World Artificial Intelligence Conference from July 26 to 28. Similarly, Minister for Health and Population Pradeep Paudel will visit Beijing to attend the Global Health Forum from July 24 to 25. The Janata Samajwadi Party, JSP Nepal, has officially withdrawn its support from the government. The decision was made during a meeting of the party's parliamentary committee held at its office in Singhadarbar yesterday. In a statement issued after the meeting, the party cited the government's failure to ensure good governance, strengthen the national economy, and accelerate the pace of economic development. The JSP Nepal also expressed serious concerns over what it called the government's inability to effectively implement federalism. The Ministry of Health and Population has announced that the Nepali month of Shravan will be observed as the Dengue Awareness Drive Month. Health Minister Pradeep Paudel officially launched the campaign highlighting the increased risk of dengue infections during this time of the year. As part of the initiative, a search and destroy campaign will be conducted every Friday at 10 a.m. starting today and continuing until the end of Kartik or mid-November. The campaign aims to eliminate mosquito breeding sites and raise public awareness. Minister Paudel stressed that the fight against dengue cannot be won by government efforts alone. He called for active participation from communities, local governments and citizens to effectively control the spread of the disease. In a significant move towards fiscal discipline and transparency, all universities and health science institutions across the country have approved their budgets and programs for the upcoming fiscal year before the start of the new fiscal year. This marks what is believed to be the first time a such coordinated effort has taken place. In previous years, universities typically endorse their annual budgets only after a new fiscal year had already begun. However, following instructions from Prime Minister and Chancellor K.P. Sharma Oli, institutions were directed to finalize their budgets within the current fiscal year, aligning with the principles of parliamentary democracy and existing fiscal laws. In this context, the 78th Senate meeting of Nepal Sanskrit University was held yesterday at the Prime Minister's residence in Balwatar under the chairmanship of Prime Minister Oli. the university approved a budget and program totaling 1.31 billion rupees for the upcoming fiscal year. Likewise, the 18th Senate meeting of Lumbini Buddhist University, also held yesterday in Balwatar, approved a budget of 495.9 million rupees. Minister for Home Affairs Ramesh Lekhak has stressed the need for strong coordination and cooperation among federal, provincial and local governments in the area of disaster risk reduction and management. Speaking at a program organized at the Ministry of Home Affairs yesterday, Minister Lekhak said that disaster management is a shared responsibility under Nepal's federal structure and effective coordination is essential for a timely and efficient response. He also informed that emergency warehouses have been established in all 7 provinces and these have already been handed over to provincial governments for operation and management. The move aims to strengthen provincial capacity in dealing with disasters. Minister Lekhak called for enhanced preparedness and unified efforts to minimize risk and ensure a quick response during emergencies. President Ramchandra Powdel has warned that delays in passing necessary acts and laws in Parliament could hinder the country's progress and obstruct national aspirations. Speaking during a meeting with members of the Journalist Society for Parliamentary Affairs, JSPA Nepal, at the office of the President yesterday, President Powdel emphasized the importance of timely discussions, consensus and collaboration among political forces to make parliamentary proceedings more people-focused. He added that such efforts would help build trust in Parliament and prevent legislative deadlocks that can paralyze democratic processes. Bhagavati Neupani has taken the oath of office and secrecy as the new Minister for Federal Affairs and General Administration. The ceremony was held yesterday at the office of the President Sitel Nivas before President Ramchandra Powdel. Neupani's appointment to the ministerial post was made on Tuesday following a recommendation by Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli. She officially assumed her duties at Singhadarbar-based office at the same day. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for some international news update. At least 20 people have died in a crush at an aid distribution center in southern Gaza run by the US and Israel-backed Gaza Humanitarian Foundation, GHF. The incident took place at the GHF site in the Khan Yunis area. The GHF reported that 19 people were trampled to death and one was stabbed during what they described as a chaotic and dangerous surge. The foundation also claimed that individuals armed and affiliated with Hamas were responsible for stirring unrest at the scene. However, Gaza's Hamas-run government media office denied these allegations, accusing the GHF of attempting to cover up the incident. Hamas blamed the security contractors for the tragedy, stating that they closed the gates after thousands had gathered in narrow channels and then fired tear gas and live rounds, which caused panic and a deadly crush. Meanwhile, the UN Human Rights Office reported that over the past 6 weeks, 674 people have been killed near the GHS 4 aid sites in southern and central Gaza. The Israeli military acknowledged incidents where civilians were harmed and said it is working to reduce friction between the population and Israeli forces. Now, the general weather forecast for today. With the influence of the monsoon winds across the country, the Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast that today's weather is likely to remain generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at many places in the Bagmati, Gandaki, Lumbini, Karnali and Sudarpashchim provinces, as well as some places in the rest of the country with chances of heavy rainfall at a few places of places of Gandaki, Lumbini, Karnali and Sudarpashchim provinces and at one or two places of the rest of the country today. There are also chances of light rain or snowfall at a few places in the high hilly and mountainous regions of the country. Gusty wind is also likely at a few places in the Tarai regions of Lumbini and Sudarpashchim province today. Temperatures in Kathmandu Valley are forecast to range from a minimum of 19 to 21 degrees Celsius with daytime highs between 27 to 29 degrees Celsius. That wraps up our news bulletin for today. But before we go, here is a quick recap of the headlines again. Government declares Shravan 16 as National Millet Day, suspends Insurance Authority Chief Sarad Oza. Janata Samajwadi Party Nepal withdraws support from government, citing governance, economic and federalism implementation failures. Health Ministry declares Shravan as Dengue Awareness Drive Month, and at least 20 people killed in deadly cross at Gaza Aid Center. That's all for today's bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 p.m. You can also catch us online at radionepalonline.com and our mobile app. For more news and updates, stay tuned. Have a good day.